to start a little higher. Remember 1980 something, playing kick the can outside all night, and the world had a little more mercy and a little less Cobra Kai. It's your shade is baby ruthless, soft and sort of sad and look on the inside, and Ferris in me for little words to make us laugh till we.
Well, welcome everyone to a spooky 1980-something. Look who's back.
Hello there.
Welcome, Josh.
It's nice to be back, you know, working with proper villains again.
Yes, you need to scoot over real close to me now. Yes, see, okay. I've changed the mount for the phone.
I see that.
So we can't move it back anymore, so let's just kind of stay right there.
That may be a good thing for my ego, but
yeah,
thank you.
That's true.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. You like mounting anyway. So.
Well, I mean, you have never complained.
So, yes, we have our, we have our six mystery boxes, right? One, two, three, four. Yeah, six mystery boxes tonight. Oh, her scrunchiness is here. Hello, Donna.
Who else is here tonight?
Nobody else yet.
Not yet.
But we have Josh. People are probably out trick-or-treating and stuff. I know RTAB can't make it tonight, but... we'll see where we go from here. But anyways, as always, we're going to start off with a little rock and roll for everybody, and then we'll get into some Halloween stuff. Happy Halloween, everyone. Mixing it up.
Oh yeah,
that was pretty good, Josh.
I'm a turntable man.
Man, wiki. I don't know what that was.
Big Willie style. Thank you very much.
He was getting jiggy with it.
I've been known to do that. It's a little bit like Jello.
Mr. Roy Turley, happy Halloween, buddy.
Hi, Roy.
Thank you, Donna. I like it too. too muffled with that thing on.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yes.
It's Toaster Strudel.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
So you dressed up your dog as a reindeer for Halloween. Max, our dog Max, was a frog, although he wouldn't wear it tonight, so he wore it the other night.
I can tell who picked the costume for Max.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
We tried to have him wear it at Trunk or Treat, but he didn't go for it.
I like the reindeer, though. It's very Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes. Yes. I gotta play this one next.
Do it.
Hello, Stacy. Did Greg already go trick-or-treating?
If you could find the sequel song to this later, I'd be impressed.
That's horrible.
Eh, still sequel.
Donna, didn't you request Monster Mash the last time? Just playing laser tag? That's awesome.
What's that? Sweet.
Shay's already made out with Candy.
Flat out she did.
Yes.
She was so concerned about her wig and how the makeup looked, and then halfway through, she was falling over her own candy. I wonder who she got it from.
Her mother. I make you see that this is
close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna bring it to life.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
That's what it sounds like when you get tickled.
I know. I thought that was me for a minute. I got all confused. They could only see what's going on.
Here's a little something. I don't know if I'm looking forward to this Munsters remake or not. I don't think so.
I'm not. Honest with you, I'm not.
Didn't Rob Zombie put his wife in?
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rob needs to stop. Just appreciate, don't recreate.
I mean, they did good with the Addams Family.
Yeah, that's true. They did good with the animated one. They did a couple of them, actually.
Yeah. Speaking
Oscar
of.
Oscar Isaacs played the dead.
Everybody started singing it. I didn't know this was just a music version. It didn't have lyrics.
Theme.
Well, they sing it in the theme.
They do, but I mean, let's not focus on the lyrics and focus on the car.
Fair enough.
I'm just saying.
Well, no, that was the Munsters.
Doesn't
the Addams didn't really have a
they
car.
Did, they had a
they had a limo.
Wagon, but it was like
had a limo.
Hearse. It was okay.
Eh, whatever.
Nah.
All right. Here's what, not really considered a Halloween song, but it fits. Best lip sync of this song in a movie?
Yeah.
What is it? You should know this.
I should know this. Is it another horror movie or is it?
No.
No. Give me a clue. Give me a clue.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, Risky Business.
No, Color Money.
Walking through the streets of Soho in the rain.
The sequel to The Hustler from the 60s.
Yes, it is.
Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein.
Mix-up that Kid Rock did of this and Sweet Home Alabama for All Summer Long, genius.
You hear him howling around your kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again.
Of course you can, Toaster. We may not play the whole thing, but you can request it and we'll get through some of it.
Do it.
Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him.
rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah, ooh, werewolves of London. Ah,
ooh. Ooh, that's a good one, Scrunchy. That's a good one. Let's see if I've even got that one.
Werewolves of London. Well, I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw werewolves drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. And his hair was perfect.
Realize we're getting close. All right, mystery boxes 1 through 6. Call them out.
Let's do it. Let's
I'm gonna make Josh's eyes roll.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll, but listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hip.
You bring your knees in tight. And it's the velvet crust. It really does you insane.
So a little backstory. Yeah, this is Rocky Horror Picture, of course. But at the Six Gun Theater Rawhide, we did have this in a Halloween show for several years because people kept wanting us to do the same show over and over.
Yeah.
So whoever got to play the character of Super Eustace got to actually dance to the song. And I believe you and I played it the most.
Yes, we did play it.
But I actually came up with the whole second half of that dance.
Yes, you did.
You did pretty good with it, though.
You know what? I prefer that telling of the tale, but I think our version on the B side of Putting on the Ritz is the best Halloween ever.
Yes.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under sedation.
To the left.
Is that one on YouTube?
The Super Eustace dance?
Yeah, the whole show.
So there are two versions of the show, actually one of you and one of me.
Oh, is there really?
Yes.
We need a sequel. It was so successful. All right, mystery box number 5. What do we got?
5.
If it'll play. Give it a second.
Go ahead. Your time. Timing, everything.
Oh, a little Eddie Grant.
Nice.
Electric Avenue.
No place to hang out or washing. Trek Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll
so there was a gentleman that used to do a show at Rawhide, the Dr. Von Schlock show. And I tried so hard to talk him into doing this song when he brought the monster to life.
Yes.
And
yes,
he
yes.
he wouldn't do it, though.
Actually, if you're on YouTube, find it. It's Dr. Boris Von Schlock in his symposium of the reanimation of lifeless tissue.
Tissue.
Tissue. Trick Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Oh, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. And then we'll take it higher. Who is to blame in what country? Never can get to the one. Dealing in multiplication, and they still can't feed everyone. Oh no, we gonna rock down to Electric.
This song came out before you were born.
Higher.
Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.
So what was the other one? Mystery Box 3?
3.
See, when you're here, I don't have to remember it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. When you're not here, though, I have to remember this shit.
Pen and paper.
Oh, Van Halen.
All is right with the world.
Little Panama.
barely see the road from the heat coming on.
Okay, we got to share this with you guys. So, we just got a couple of trick-or-treaters at the door, and I have an Alexa right here on the desk. And when the Ring camera goes off, it shows up. So we're watching these very adult children trick-or-treating.
Hey, you want to know what the best part is? I think they knew that because your monitor behind you showed Alexa someone at the front door.
Oh, did it?
It did.
Okay. Nice. What?
You're wired everywhere.
I am. All right. This is a request from Josh that we've got to play next.
Thank you.
He has been bugging to play this song. So.
It's a good song. It's an all-year-round song.
That's true. Okay, the studio's haunted.
It's official.
We just had the desk lamp just turn off. Just shut right off.
Done. Haunted.
That's weird.
All the things. All the spooky things.
The light bulb burned out. Or not. Oh, wait. I think I got a sound effect. Hold on.
Do you? Oh, let's see.
I think. Oh, yeah, I do. All right, hold on.
Here we go. Wait,
this one.
Wait, I'll set you up again. That's the strangest thing. The lamp just turned off out of nowhere.
That's pretty good. I was hit by something last night in my sleep. It's a dead man's party. You have a ghost at work, and you named it Jeffrey. Well, it deserves a name. Everybody's coming. There she is. I was wondering when she was going to join.
When you ran out of candy.
Got 3.5 minutes of it, okay?
Thank you.
You happy?
Much better. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right, Toaster, here you go.
It knocked the garbage over and it got its head stuck in a jar. You weren't home, so I put it in there. I certainly didn't think you'd want to find it like that. I did not want to stink the place up. I was going to show you.
You couldn't call or write a note.
I was busy pushing bodies around, as you well know. And what would a note say, Dan? Cat dead, details later.
There There you go. Good job. Ted details later. Well played. The beginning of that. I'll be playing that again sometime in the future.
Yes, we need to write that down.
But now for Donna's request. And while we're doing this, mystery boxes 1, 2, 4, and 6. Call it out.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster.
What's with you two ladies tonight?
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking.
No comment.
Digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash.
Which, by the way, is the real name of the backup group for this song.
They played the mash.
The Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
I did not know that.
Yep.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
Now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Oh, the good old monster mash. Mm-hmm. I love it. All right, what numbers are we?
2. We're going with 2. Utah.
Give me 2. All right, mystery box number 2. Yes, your name is that, but to hear you are her scrunchiness.
Scrunchiness.
Yes.
I can't get enough of you, baby. I can't get enough of you, baby. Right around. Baby, right around. When you had to go, I hated the thought. I only wish the night was twice as long.
Smash Mouth. All right, what's the next one?
Six.
God, it's nice not having to think.
You're trusting me to think. You're screwed.
All right, mystery box number six. Oh. Dopo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Let's do that again. Dopo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey. Damn, this is a long song. I didn't realize that. We won't get through the whole thing. Just so everybody knows.
Okay, that's fair. You're wondering who I am.
Secret, secret, I got a secret.
Machine or mannequin.
Secret, secret, I got a secret.
With parts made in Japan.
Secret, secret, I got a secret.
I am the modern man.
My God, Donna, who haven't you seen in concert? Every time. Oh, I've saw them in concert.
I saw The Offspring. She can do no wrong.
Oh, you weren't here for last Monday's show.
No, I haven't been here in a while. Please fill me in.
Craig was here.
What?
He was in TikTok. Yeah, Donna set it up. It was his birthday.
Really?
I played the intro to Low Rent Radio and everything.
Oh, that's awesome. I miss him. Tell him I said hi. Keep me alive.
Just keep me alive. So wait a minute, Donna. Why hasn't he been here since? You need to get on him about that.
To keep me alive. I'm not a robot without emotions. I'm not what you see. I've come to help you with your problems so we can be free. I'm not a hero. I'm not a savior. Forget what you know.
He sent me a text the following day telling me how much it just cheered him up and everything. That, so I was playing all his favorites and played some of our old bits from Low Rent Radio. It was great.
I need control. We all need control. I am the modern man.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
Who hides behind a mask.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
So no one else can see.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
My true identity.
Aw, man, wish him our best, their scrunchiness.
Yeah.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto, domo.
So we did Power Ballad Friday last Friday. And, like, scrunchiness, like, requested every song we played, practically.
That's okay. That's fine. And to answer Donna's question, I don't know when I'm going to be on again. I'm very sorry.
Speaking of power ballads, I was just getting power houred at work all day long, nonstop. It's pretty heavy. It's the holiday season, so
we know where your priorities are. That's fine. We understand. We understand. We get it.
Did you guys see that? Did you see that bus that he threw me under? It was huge.
Yeah. That's what happens. But you know what? It is Halloween night. What do you want? What do we want?
I want cavities.
Actually looking for a different song by this man, but this will work. This song will work.
It will. It absolutely will.
Triple cream cuts for Christopher. Crunchy soda for Otis. Sizzler for June Marie. And listen, Wonka's got a new one today.
What is it?
This is called a scrumdiddlyumptious bar.
Scrumdiddlyumptious bar? How does he do it?
My dear boy, do you ask a fish how it swims?
No.
Or a bird how it flies?
No.
No, sirree, you don't. They do it because they were born to do it. Just like Willy Wonka was born to be a candy man, and you look like you were born to be a wonkerer. Who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, cover it in chocolate and a miracle or two? The Candyman. The Candyman can.
I was trying to find Puttin' on the Ritz by Gene Wilder.
I know.
I have the 80s version of it, but.
Well.
Who can take a rainbow? Wrap it in a song.
Could have done Sammy Davis Jr. Candyman, too.
So that's true. I don't know if they would get the allure of our version of Puttin' on the Ritz if I didn't have the makeup on.
That's true.
The Candyman can. The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Willy Wonka makes.
He's not the only one that had the nightmares about the Oompa Loompas. It's okay.
What?
Yeah.
How do you have nightmares of Oompa Loompas?
He remembered watching this movie as a kid, and he had nightmares about the Oompa Loompas.
Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Doo, I've got a perfect puzzle for you. Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Dee, if you are wise, you'll listen to me.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweets?
Eating as much as an elephant eats.
What are you at getting terribly fat? What do you think will come of that?
I don't like the look of it.
Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Da. If you're not greedy, you will go far. You will live in happiness.
What?
All I think of with this now is Jackass and Johnny Knoxville.
Doompa Dee Doo.
Sorry, Toaster.
This ought to bring you back.
Yeah.
something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. If you're seeing things running through your head,
I can totally see JJ doing that.
Yeah.
I had a debate with Miss Shay the other day about Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
What was the debate?
She likes the Johnny Depp.
Wilder is wrong.
She likes the Johnny Depp version.
I'm all for Johnny Depp, and I think he tries real hard, and he deserved a good pat on the back, but...
It was a different take on it.
Gene Wilder.
Yeah, he just can't. Yeah.
I ain't afraid of no ghost. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If you're all alone...
That's a great statement, Toaster. Totally.
And call...
Ghostbusters!
I'll be honest... Ghostbusters, it didn't scare me, but it kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
The second one, the opening of the second one was the perfect, creepiest opening in the courtroom.
Yeah, that was a good one, though.
Yeah, that was good.
It's amazing how much the animation advanced from 84 to 89.
But you know what? It's still great. I don't care if it looks dated or not.
But I will say this. Ghostbusters Afterlife was done very well.
I still haven't seen it.
It was done very well.
Okay.
Very well. Who do we have to thank for this song?
I'm afraid.
Huey Lewis.
Yeah, that's right.
I wasn't going to say anything.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Don't get caught alone, no, no.
Ghostbusters!
When it comes through your door.
This is kind of a different take on Halloween song right here.
Okay.
It is,
but
superstition. Oh, okay. So here, everybody that was in the show on Friday will understand this. Josh wasn't here, so I'm going through the list of power ballads for the 80s, right?
Okay.
Very superstitious.
What song comes up?
Writing's on the wall.
They Don't Know About Us by Tracy Ullman. How is that a power ballad?
What?
How?
Okay. Millennials wrote the list.
I don't know.
I
played the song because it's a great song, but it's not a power ballad.
Broke the looking glass. 7 years of bad luck.
What?
I can't say it.
What?
It's a bad joke.
Say it. Go ahead.
So are you saying this is a different take on a Halloween song? So obviously you have trick or you have treat. And somebody decided to say, hey, Steve, you want a treat? But it was really a trick because he can't find the candy anyway.
What blew me was when he wore camouflage to the award show. You think I'm making that up? He wore camouflage to the Grammys. Look, no one can see me.
Let me go, problem.
Maybe Ray Charles could.
All that you can.
Steve Stevie Wonder in camouflage. It really happened.
You know, there's legitimately an artist. It's actually, what's his name? Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
He is in an interview going, "That man can see." Like, they were passing each other in the hall, and he just stops and looks at him and he goes, "How you been, Jamie?" He's convinced that man can see.
Just wish you could hear.
That is superstition.
What? Okay. What?
I got a question for you.
What?
In Stevie's case, what's better than winning all the Grammys that he has in the world?
An advertising deal with Ray-Ban?
No, being able to see him.
Oh, Josh.
Yeah.
7 years of bad luck.
Oh, now here we go. We're going to go back to the 60s with this one.
Do it. We still have two mystery boxes.
I know. We'll get there. We're almost there. We're almost there.
Let me know when we get there.
All right.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn. One big eye
that he could see out of.
Come, Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
Hey, it all Stevie Wonder jokes became fair game.
I said, Mr. Purple.
When Die Hard came out, who's driving that car? Stevie Wonder.
In a voice so gruff.
You're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple.
All right, mystery box one or four. Call it out. Which one goes first?
One-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
Rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll.
I can't believe this actually hit the charts.
Why not?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a...
This came out during the time of the great Pat Toosie.
That's true, it did.
Thank you.
All right, mystery box number one. What we got here? Once it plays.
Silence.
Oh, it's not.
The
here.
Sound.
Oh, here we go, here we go. Hold on.
Oh, wait.
Oh, a little Simply Red. You think Stevie looks in the mirror and sings this to himself?
All the things that we've been through, you should understand me.
Why am I picking on Stevie Wonder all of a sudden?
Can you imagine that man's daily self-affirmations before he walks out the door?
Damn it, people like me.
Between right and wrong.
Well, once he finds the door.
To break up our happy home. Oh, I don't get so excited. I come home a little late at night.
He's the one wheezing, not me.
Well, I am a Weezer fan. What can I say?
That's true.
Slowed this whole thing down with one mystery box.
I know. That's why they're mysteries. Although on Friday, I actually did put a mystery box and I knew what it was.
Really?
I did.
What was it?
It was a power ballad. Well, it was a ballad. It really wasn't a power ballad.
Which one?
Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor.
Okay.
Prince wrote it.
Yes. Yes, he did.
And he actually, I think, recorded a better version of it. Wow, it really did bring down the show, didn't it?
It slowed it down.
Wow. If I hit the brakes.
Let's go. Box number four.
All right, well, let's see what the next mystery box is. The last one. Here we go.
Beastie.
Ah, a little Wang Chung. Have you Wang Chung lately?
Well, I've been with you, so you tell me. How was it?
wishing I was Stevie Wonder right now.
Take your baby by the hand.
We love you, Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. Make her do a handstand. And take your baby by the heel. And do the next thing that you feel. We were so in phase.
Too. What's that?
That's true. She said Chris Cornell had a good cover of that too.
You yeah, Scrunchy, you said that last time.
But she's right.
I know.
You say it again, Scrunchy. And you say
it. It is a great cover.
Thank
it is
you.
A great cover.
I agree with you. Good day, sir.
Hey, what's this? Oh, look at that. His mic's not working all of a sudden. Look at that. Go ahead, say something. Go ahead. Yeah, that's what I thought. I have the power.
Take your baby by the hair. And pull her close and there. And take your baby by the ears.
I appreciated it. All right. Hey, Toaster, you have a good night. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
We were so in place. In our dance hall days. We were cool and crazy. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, and share in what was true. I said, dance all days, love. Dance all days.
No, no, no. Thank you, Toaster.
Dance all days, love. Your baby by the wrist, and in her mouth an amethyst, and in her eyes to sapphire blue. And you need her, and she needs you. 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 We were so in phase.
All right, so this next one, Corinne pointed out to me that we needed to play this song for the Halloween show. So
I think she's 100% correct.
Here you go, my dear. Hello, Janie. Welcome.
Hello, Janie.
Yeah. I live my life like there's no tomorrow. All I've got, I had to steal. We start on me.
I tell you, I got, or maybe you've seen it, Wolfgang Van Halen playing Eruption.
Oh, was that at a tribute concert?
No, he was just sitting at in his dad's studio, at the 5150 studio.
Are you serious?
Played Eruption, just like his dad.
No, when I jumped out.
What that means.
Aww.
Yeah.
Game over, man. Game over.
Game over. All right, everybody. I hope you had a fun Halloween night. Thanks for spending some time with us here. I will be back on Wednesday. Yes, I will be back Wednesday. Josh will not, because he cares more about his job, his apartment, and his Jeep than he does you. You know, whatever. But I'll be here.
I mean, I care about my Jeep. I care about you and you and you and you and you and you and you.
Yeah.
But that Jeep costs a lot, man.
Yeah. It's a nice Jeep, though.
Thanks.
It's a nice Jeep. But anyways, happy Halloween from Fake Cowboy Studios. I'm Ed Vanderly alongside
JP.
And we are out of here.
Later.
And a little less Cobra Kai. It's your shit is brand new. Up and taught us how to look on the inside. If ever seen me for a little worse, to make us laugh till we cry. That was 1980 something, a good time to start your life.